mother and the clone left her in no doubt on that score.
Undoubtedly.
Did the planet fall into the Republic's hands?
No.
So you survived where your master did not, and you returned with valuable intel. You are strong and determined, like your mother. You deserve nothing but admiration and a close eye. If anyone does learn the secret about the hexes, the explanation is simple. Your loyalty to the Emperor is such that you would never attempt to unseat him. Note that I said Emperor, not the Dark Council. It's a Sith's job to try to unseat us. That's why we have to keep a close eye on you. Fire the gun.
Axe closed one eye and stilled her hammering heart. Perhaps she would survive after all. The creature in her sights did not survive, and neither did two more who came to investigate. She wasn't going to tell Darth Howell that the only reason she had not spared the hexes was because trying to control them would have undoubtedly backfired. Riddled with the twisted spirit of her mother, the hexes would have turned on her eventually, and she would have ended up as trapped as her clone. Far from becoming emperor, she would have been a bitter princess in a cage, shouting for help at an empty galaxy. Better that it all disappear into a black hole, literally and metaphorically, and she get on with her life. Her life, however much of it she had left.
Why did you invite me here?
She asked.
It wasn't to grill me on my report or to offer me advice.
True. You are young and inexperienced, but you are observant, and you survived this crisis unscathed. Perhaps you are hiding your true feelings well, or you are more resilient than you look. Either way, you can be useful to me. I brought you here to offer you an alliance.
Axe didn't even see what lay down her sights.
What kind of alliance?
One considerably more to your advantage than the last one. Darth Kratos deserved what came to him. His methods were unreliable, his philosophies dangerous, and his ambition unchecked. It was therefore inevitable that he would fall. The only question was, how far would you fall with him?
She didn't answer. Darth Howell's teeth gleamed faintly in the night.
Darth Kratos failed you, just as my last apprentice failed me. It's time to look beyond failure and see the successes awaiting you and I. With my power and your potential, can you imagine what we might accomplish together? We might shake the Supreme Chancellor from his seat and earn rewards beyond our wildest dreams.
She wasn't thinking that far ahead. All she had in mind was how useful it would be to have a master actually on the Dark Council, not just dreaming about it.
What happened to your last apprentice?
She liked to keep pets,
he said, taking aim and dispatching another hapless furball down below.
And now, I keep her in the observation dome directly above our heads. She loves it when I entertain guests.
His smile was cold and vicious, and something about it thrilled Axe to her core. Darth Howell.